I tell my students, particularly in property, on occasion I'll be asked, what's the most important course you never hear about in law school? Or that's not a flagship course and I'd say to them, I think the most important course that you never hear much about is bankruptcy. Maybe administrative law, but bankruptcy is very important, and the students, the ones that have been out for a while, seem to agree with me. So it's apropos that we have a bankruptcy talk at this conference, and the next talk is the intersection of bankruptcy and energy law, and it's going to be delivered by Mr. Alfredo Perez. He's a partner at the restructuring department of Wheel, Goshtall, and Mangus, and head of the firm's Houston office until very recently. Mr. Perez has practiced in the area of restructuring, creditors' rights, distressed M&A, bankruptcy, and commercial litigation insolvency since 1980. Mr. Perez graduated with a BA in chemistry, from Haverford College up in Pennsylvania, familiar a little bit with it, and has a JD from the University of Chicago Law School in 1980. So let's all welcome Mr. Perez. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone. I think what he forgot to tell you is that I retired at the end of last year, so that was the whole lead up to that. But I want to ask a question, and I see most people's eyes have glassed over already, but I want to ask a question, a show of hands. How many of you brought your bankruptcy code so you could follow along this conversation today? Come on, anybody? All right, well, I guess I'm not surprised. So I want to focus on a couple of things, basically four areas, and there could have been many, many more that I could have talked about, which there's a real intersection between what happens in bankruptcy and what traditional oil and gas lawyers think's going to happen. And I think the moral of the story is that every case is different, and you really have to look at the documents, you have to look at the law, you have to really focus on it, because there's no one size fits all. And I want to start first with the, I don't know if I have slides here. Okay, I want to start first by saying that back in 1979, and this is something I think most people knew, the Supreme Court decided a case called Butner versus the United States. And it was decided under the old Bankruptcy Act. And just by way of background, there's obviously a constitutional provision that in the Constitution which says that the Congress will adopt uniform bankruptcy laws throughout the United States. It's been, there was the Chandler Act, there was the Bankruptcy Act of 1898, and there was a complete redo in 1978, which went into law in 1979, but then it was held immediately unconstitutional because of the delegation of basically judicial power to the bankruptcy judges, which were newly created positions. And so it wasn't until about 1984 that the jurisdiction of the bankruptcy court really came into full bloom. And I can remember, you know, when I was taking bankruptcy back in 78, 79, we still had the pamphlet. The bankruptcy code had not yet been implemented. So in 1979, the Supreme Court decided Butner. And Butner was a real estate case where there was somebody purchased a second lien and a commercial property. And the issue was, what do you have to do to perfect that lien in order to be able to get the rents? And basically bankruptcy courts at the time had developed what they called a rule of equity, which said, look, if you're prevented by the bankruptcy from perfecting your rents, then we're going to give you this rule of equity, which means that your rents are going to be perfected whether you do whatever has to be done under state law.